Right now, it is time to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And once again, Skype did not ring.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. That's why I got out of my Skype. I backed out, and then I climbed back in, and there you are.
I don't know what the problem is, because the client right before you got in with no problem with the ringing.
Right, it could have been on my end. Like I said, I dumped out of Skype and then opened it back up again. So it might have been Skype on my end.
Okay, well, we'll see. But strange things have been happening. Second time this week that I came in and our digital clock was 1 hour earlier. Not later, earlier.
Well, maybe you're trying to set your own time zone.
Yeah. It's been a rough week, let's face it. At least yesterday was a quiet day, and I'll give you some good stuff later. Right. But first, let's talk about the weather. Today will be partly sunny. So it's not going to be gloriously sunny. There will be clouds coming in, low 70s. Tonight, cloudy, mid 40s. Clouds, a little bit of sun Saturday, 65 to 70. Showers come in Saturday night. We have a shower Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm. You're in the mid 60s. But on Monday, there are showers and a thunderstorm, but only in the low 50s. So about 15 degrees cooler on Monday. But, you know, such is the thing with April showers. None of this rain appears to be very heavy. I would say if we get on Sunday about a third of an inch of rain, count your lucky stars. That's what I see. All not right. much more than that, which is not a lot of rain considering the fact that so far we're 9 days into April. We haven't had any rain yet.
Hey.
Yeah.
That means that once it gets warmer and the winds pick up, we'll have those red flag warnings.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Yeah, fire danger. But let's hope that doesn't happen. Yeah. Let's hope we get a little bit more in the way of rain this weekend, and that will help at least put it off for now, because I still think overall we're in a very dry pattern. We shall see if that changes. I'm sure many of our listeners have had to power wash their deck or their patio. I know I do. And, you know, the nozzles that they make with the power washers, you know, they're not very wide. That's one of the problems. So you don't get a lot done so quickly. So I decided to do a little research yesterday.
Yeah.
And I found people, if you have to do any power washing, this is just phenomenal. I found what they call a broom. And it attaches to your pressure washer. It's 14 inches wide, and it has four sprinkler heads on it. Marshall, I can't tell you. It did only do a phenomenal job, but how quick. Mm-hmm. Now, I did about a third of my patio yesterday afternoon because I had to get ready for yoga, and I didn't have time to do the rest. But I waited till it dried. It came out beautifully. And I picked it up at one of your home expo stores, or whatever you want to call them. And it's not expensive. I paid $45 for it, and it just snaps on to your wand, with no problems. And you could even adjust it to the angle that you want. And it's got two wheels on each side of the broom, so to speak. So you're wheeling, and it takes a lot less stress off your back. So if any of you have to do some power washing, and even if you have to do like the house, because I'm talking about walkways now and decks, this could also be used on the house. I mean, it's got wheels on it, so if you have shingles, that's not going to work. But if it's flat, yeah, you could do that. Mainly, this is used for decks, patios, etc., and walkways. You can't go wrong. Worked beautifully. So there's Pat's suggestion on this Friday morning.
All right. Now, that's a good suggestion, yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
But my house, my landlord is great. He power washes my house, so I don't have to worry about it.
That's good.
I can sit inside and look outside and watch him power wash it. It's a good thing for me. So Godzilla versus Kong, it cost about $180 million to make, okay?
Wow.
in its first week of release, limited to theaters, but mainly on HBO Max for free.
Right.
It brought in $134 million.
Wow, so it almost made its money back.
In the first week. And that's just in the United States. That's not anyplace else. That's just the U.S. figures.
That is great.
And it proves you that when you make a Godzilla movie and a Kong movie, you don't need great dialogue. You don't need great actors. You just need really good special effects. Really.
And this movie has them.
Oh, yeah. Out the yazoo. Out the yazoo.
Yeah. Really. Well, that is great. I guess they're pretty happy. And, you know, considering the restrictions with movie theaters, think about it.
That's amazing. That's real good.
That is absolutely amazing. Because if we were, you know, in regular times and normal times, they could have probably doubled that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I think that ensures that there'll be more Godzilla and Kong movies. Maybe not together, but there'll be more ahead down the road. So.
But that's great, and I'm sure you're happy about that.
Well, I own almost 20 Godzilla movies.
I didn't even know there were that many.
Oh, God, there's more. I think there's 26 out there, but I own 20, digitally own 20 Godzilla movies. Yeah, I'm addicted. What can I say?
Wow, that's great.
Blame it on my dad. I watched the original Godzilla that had Perry Mason in it as a reporter as a little kid with my dad, and since then I've been hooked on Godzilla.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, with my dad. And my dad, he didn't really watch the movie. He was just drinking scotch all. I don't know. But anyways. It's one of those things. So there you go. That's the Godzilla report, the weather report, and the power washing report all in one.
There you go. There it is for your Friday. Now you're set for the weekend.
I am set for the weekend, and I don't really care we have some thunderstorms on Sunday or Monday. It was a beautiful afternoon yesterday. I even walked my dog for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I will have another nice day today.
Good. Good, yeah, I'll do the same, and I'll be back on Monday. Could be an interesting week next week. We shall see how things play out, but it is certainly going to be a little bit more uncharacteristic of April next week, so keep that in back of your mind.
It better not include that four-letter word.
No, I didn't say it didn't.
Okay. Thanks, I'll speak to you on Monday.
All righty, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.